Support comes from the St. Louis Chamber Chorus. Season 68 concludes at John Burroughs at 3 p.m. on May 26th with the United Nations commissioned Voices of Today by composer Benjamin Britten, featuring youth and adult singers. Tickets at chamberchorus.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. You could say that this week has been a busy and productive time for groups seeking to place initiative petitions on the ballot. They started turning in signatures this week, and while much of the focus has been on efforts to legalize abortion and sports betting, there's another measure to raise the minimum wage that also turned in signatures in Jefferson City, and it would also establish earned paid sick leave. And so far, it seems like they are primed to appear before Missourians this year. Here to talk about what's in this initiative is Richard Von Glahn, the campaign manager with Missourians for Healthy Families and Fair Wages. Richard, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So there's two parts of this initiative, and we'll split them in half. Raising the minimum wage and establishing earned paid sick time. How would the minimum wage increase part work?
The minimum wage would gradually increase. It would go up to $13.75 by January 1st of 2025, and then $15 an hour the following year, January 1st of 2026. It would then be indexed to inflation, so it would go up every year at the rate of inflation, which has been the standard for Missouri minimum wage since 2006.
And for context, what is currently the minimum wage in Missouri?
The current minimum wage is just $12.30 an hour. What that means for a full-time worker working at that 40 hours a week, you earn just $492 a week, which is not considered a living wage in any county in the state of Missouri.
As for the paid sick leave part, how would that work? And I think more importantly, what would be in place in this initiative to make sure that businesses that are affected by it actually follow through and do it?
Yeah. So currently, Missouri does not have any law guaranteeing anyone any paid time off. And so the result is estimates have over 700,000 Missourians do not have access to a single minute of paid time off. And we don't think anyone should ever really have to choose between their paycheck and taking care of their own health or their family's health. But when you don't have paid time off, a lot of times you have to do that because if you can't afford to miss a day of work, otherwise you might miss a utility bill at the end of the month or not be able to keep gas in the car, you have to make those difficult choices. And so we really want to change that for Missouri families. What it would allow workers to do is you would earn paid sick leave that you could use to care for yourself or your family, and you would earn it at the rate of 1 hour for every 30 hours that you work. So that formula is the same whether you're a full-time worker or a part-time worker. Obviously, you'd earn it more if you're working more hours, but that's the way that you would earn this benefit.
And that's the floor. If companies want to do more than that, there's nothing in that says that they have to. They can't offer more generous sick leave.
Correct? Absolutely. And some companies we know already do that, but there are a number that don't.
Would there be penalties for companies that do not comply if this ends up passing?
We don't have what we find in doing issues like the minimum wage that we've done before is, you know, 98% of employers are going to do the right thing, you know, and there's actually the earned sick leave phases in a little bit after the election. It's not, you know, this passes in November and January 1st, all of a sudden you have to be able to do it. So there's a little bit of time built in for companies to learn about the law and be prepared to follow the law. So we're not looking to punish people, but we're really looking to make sure employees have this right and are able to exercise it.
So this is a statutory change, not a constitutional amendment, meaning that hypothetically, if this passes, the legislature could come back in 2025 and just poof, repeal the whole thing. That did not happen, though, with the minimum wage increases in 2006 and 2018. Is there confidence that the legislature will let this go if it ends up passing?
I mean, what we typically see in in these campaigns is that there is broad support across the political spectrum, across geographies. And so while legally the legislature could come back, what they would be doing is often overturning the vote of their own constituents. And so while they in theory could do that, we feel very confident that that they will respect people's voices.
We got a couple of questions from social media about this measure. Derek N. on Twitter, I guess that's the former name of the social media platform, which is now called, quote, X. I thought petitions had to be a single subject. Are the organizers concerned that they may face litigation over this?
No, I mean, this is really paid sick leave and minimum wage go hand in hand. It's part of the compensation package that employees would receive. I actually listened to a program this morning, a radio program that was done by Steve Kraske over in Kansas City, where a worker there, a restaurant worker, Marietta Ortiz, spoke about this and how, you know, when she misses work because she doesn't have access to paid sick leave and her wages are so low, it means that she's not going to be able to afford a utility bill. And she talked about the pain of her children sort of not understanding why that was happening and feeling like a bad mother. And we don't want any worker or any parent to ever have to feel that way. And that's how we see these two things are really part of the total compensation package that workers receive.
Black Sunshine Rodriguez on Reddit asks, do people think that this is a reasonable amount to ask for? It seems a little low. And I think that's in reference to starting at $13.75 an hour and going to $15 an hour. I guess it seems low because the labor market has changed so dramatically since 2018. And a lot of companies are offering pretty aggressive salaries that may be more than $13.75 an hour.
Yeah, what we've seen is there's over 500,000 Missourians that unfortunately still make under $15 an hour. So I understand that sentiment. And, you know, we always want to encourage businesses. You know, we think it's important that workers be recognized for the value that their labor produces and compensated fairly for that. But this is a phase in and a step that we think raises the floor for everybody.
In the last 30 seconds, this seems to be a banner year for initiative petitions. Not only did your group get more than enough, it was reported today that efforts to establish abortion rights got 380,000 signatures in 3 months. Why do you think people are so excited about the initiative petition process?
I mean, IPs have been part of the toolkit of Missouri's democracy for 100 years. And I think, you know, people value that process and like that and like to be able to bring issues to a vote with their neighbors.
Richard Monglon is the campaign manager for the effort to increase Missouri's minimum wage and establish earned paid sick leave. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
This episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.